world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I don't know if I've ever done a show where I've been more torn, distracted. I don't know what word to use. I've been preparing for about 4 days to do a 911. Remember, this is 911. 911. Where were you? What was that song? Where were you when the world stopped spinning? Alan Jackson. I could have played that. And here we are. How many years later? This is 911-01. 24 years later. 911 is just another thing over our shoulder, huh? Just another thing over our shoulder. And the confluence of events, the confluence of a lot of things, I'm going to try to lay them out. I'm going to open it up. I don't have it all figured out, but I got some things figured out. And I appreciate you coming and joining with us today. And it's as much as we hate it, pull up, it says Blood of the Martyrs. Pull that up, Spencer, real quickly. This wasn't where I was going to start, but if we have hope in this world only, we are, Lord, let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. My friends, you are a spirit. You live in a body and you possess a soul. You are a spirit. You're a soul man living a physical life, a physical journey. Apostle Paul said, if we have hope in this world only, we are of all men most miserable. So that's what he said. So Tertullian, in his Apologeticus around 197, this is out of the book of Acts. The phrase Go back to the top, Spence. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Look, I feel horrible for Charlie Kirk. I feel horrible for his family. I feel horrible. But we know this. The Bible says that all things work together for good for them who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. This is one of the most unbelievably great things that's ever happened. Doesn't look like it to us. Doesn't look like it. Doesn't feel like it. But boy, so Tertullian wrote that the phrase means that the Christian's willingness to die for their faith, are you listening, leads to the conversion of others. Boy, I got some stuff to lay on you today. Hang on. Talking to you. I'm looking at you right now and I'm talking to you. Are you really willing to die for your faith? Now, wait a minute. I'm not talking physical. That's bad. You get a martyr's crown, man. You die for your faith. Publicly, in your realm of influence, the people you run with, are you ashamed of the gospel? Are you ashamed of it? You speak up? Are you to the point in your family yet where they're calling you a zealot, and they don't want to be around you? Stay away from Betty. All Betty wants to do is talk about Jesus. Amen? Amen? Anybody know what I'm talking about? So today's chapter details the events surrounding Stephen, the first martyr of the church. Charlie Kirk was martyred yesterday. I readily admit this account remains an enigma to me. Following his arrest and the testimony of liars, Stephen begins a beautiful recitation of Israel's history, beginning with Abraham. You got to read all that. The reason I find this account enigmatic because there is little or no indication what Stephen said, what he saw that set him off in verse 51. All of a sudden, Stephen just starts, boy, they're gonna burn this guy at the stake. They're going to kill him. And he just goes on a rant. Whatever it was ultimately led to the multitude stopping their ears and rushing upon him with one accord. They ran and stabbed him. So violent was the crowd that they gnashed at him with their teeth before casting him out of the city and stoning him to death. Friends, for something he was saying. What set off this reaction? Nothing Stephen said through verse 47 should have been of any controversy. Perhaps it was Stephen's statement concerning the temple in verses 48-50 that set off the crowd. Whatever it was, Stephen lit into his audience as being uncircumcised. He started reading their mail. You are phony, phony, whatever. He accused them of resisting the Holy Spirit, being the progeny of those who persecuted the prophets, the betrayers and murderers of the Son of God, Stephen did. But their murder of the man of God, though emboldening open persecution against the church, it did not dissuade the faithful. Moreover, it did not prevent, so far as we can tell, the incredible growth of the church. Folks, you're going to see the most explosion, the greatest explosion of Christianity and I hate to call them youth, in the young generation than we can ever imagine. Why? Because the blood of martyrs is what? What is it? Those who were driven by Jerusalem by persecution did not run with their tails between their legs. No, sir. They went everywhere preaching the gospel. And as Americans, we know little or nothing about persecution for the sake of our faith in Christ. In fact, we pray that we might live without it, even though Paul repeatedly proclaimed that suffering was part and parcel with accepting and living the gospel. Huh? Maybe the church needs some persecution to find her way back to her calling. Given the current political climate, it may be closer than we realize. Persecution. Go to the top of that again, Spencer. What's it say? The blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. Hey, stay with me a second. Stay with me. Oh, I got so much to give you today. Go number five. Number five. Folks, do you understand that the young people are by their very nature anti-establishment. It's part of growing up, part of going to college, part of all that stuff. See, nobody notices it. Scroll on down. What did Coach Dave Live say to you yesterday? That the greatest growth of Christianity, young generation in Christianity, it is off the charts. It's off the charts. And what they did, whoever did this, and by the way, they're not going to find the guy. It was a deep state hit on Charlie Kirk. Why was it a deep state hit on Charlie Kirk? Because he was waking up the young people. Oh, they couldn't have that. All their years of indoctrination, public schools, evolution, racism, all divide and conquer, all of it. All that they've been feeding it. Was flushed down the crapper yesterday. I'm telling you. More than 1,000 people gathered. This was the day before Charlie Kirk was killed. More than 1,000 people gathered to attend the Invitation to Jesus event on Ohio State University's campus on Monday, bringing an ecumenical and spiritual atmosphere to the college. I came for the Christian unity. I heard there's going to be a lot of Christian organizations, so I really wanted to be part of it and grow this Christian unity across denominations, said Johan Fajardo, a participant. And I was dedicated to transforming a community. What if a freaking church could get it? Dedicated to transforming a community through worship, prayer, and baptism. Staking. That'd be the next one. That'd be the next one. Let's go staking. The horseshoe. Players Sonny Styles, Caleb Downs, and former player Master Tig, G. Scott, Kim Ward were at the event. Scroll down. This happened yesterday, the day before Charlie Kirk was killed. Click on that.
Across the country, more college athletes are turning to faith for strength beyond the scoreboard at Ohio State.
I hate the news. I hate the news. See, they treat Christianity in America today. We treat Christianity like a virus. I've got to keep it away from everybody. Got to keep it away. Got to inoculate you from it. Oh, okay. So here, Look at these strange people, these Christian people. What? What? Scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down. Come on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Should be another picture down there. No. Pop back up there. Hang on. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. All right. Play it. Go ahead. Play it. Iowa State football campus the other night. 2 days. 2 days ago. This is what Charlie Kirk was doing. This is the footage of Charlie Kirk. That's why they had to kill him. Thousands of kids, thousands of them.
I know that I'm a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness.
Hey, let me ask you a question. When's the last time somebody was baptized in your church? Pull up number 3. I want you to read along with me here this morning. God bless Charlie Kirk. You'd all do well to read it. You'd all do well to read Romans 8 and Romans 9. There's now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the Spirit, for the law of the Spirit of life. Folks, that's a law. That's a law. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's a law. The Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from that law of sin and death. Charlie Kirk ain't dead. He just ain't here. What the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin. He didn't condemn people. God condemned sin through his son, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not, scroll down please, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let me ask you something. Right now in American public schools, are we teaching our children to walk according to the Spirit or according to the flesh? You don't even have to answer. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That's why they got to kick. That's why they had to kill Charlie. But they that are after the Spirit, they're after the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because if they continue to train our children in the carnal mind, we will find out that it is enmity against God. The carnal, fleshly, desired mind taught in public schools and all throughout the culture. See, they're acting like Christians are freaks. Do you understand that? Anybody understand it but me? It's enmity. The carnal mind against God, for it's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. The natural man cannot serve God. It's impossible. It's impossible. And what are they trying to do in our public schools, our universities, our culture, our media, our entertainment? They're feeding the carnal man, and it's death. That's what it says right there. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I'm sorry if you don't like reading the Bible. Scrolling up. Hey, you ain't in the flesh. No, not you. You're in the Spirit. Charlie Kirk was in the Spirit. Look, I can get all the conspiracy theories of who shot him and how they shot him and which way the bullet went. That's fake blood. I can get into all that. Doesn't even matter. But you're not in the flesh, but you're in the spirit. And if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is not of God. Folks, I hate to tell you this. Oh, do I have to? Jews are not the sons of God. Huh? Well, Greg, what's it say right there? Now, if you, any man, have not the spirit of Christ, not God, Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, then your body's dead. Body's just carrying you around, but the spirit is life because you've been made righteous. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we're debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you should go die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you're going to live. For as many as led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God, not those living in Palestine. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Daddy. The spirit itself bears witness to our spirit. We are the children of God. We are. And if children, heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with what the heck we're going to see when we get out of this flesh body. Uh-oh, are you ready? Everybody ready? For the earnest expectation of the creature, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hey, folks, the whole world's waiting for us to show up and do our job. That's what, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Here's our call. Pull up number one. Go ahead and read. Hey, folks, I want you to read all of this, okay? I want you to read all of it. If you could take the time, you could work it into your schedule today. Read Romans 8. Here's the battle cry. Put it at 1.5 speed. Here's the battle cry. Here's the answer to the problems in America, and I've been tooting that horn here for how long? How long have I been tooting this horn? Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Go ahead and play it. Are you there, Spence? Go ahead and play that.
Rise up, O men of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength and serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God. His kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and in the night of wrong. Oh, rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day. Rise up and seize the moment. Rise up, O men of faith. Rise up, O men of God. Church for you the way. Her strength unequal to her task. Rise up and make her great.
Hey, rise
up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day. Rise up and seize the moment. Rise up, O men of faith. Rise up, the Lord is calling. Rise up, this is the day. Rise up and seize the moment. Rise up, O men of faith. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Lift high the cross of Christ.
Okay, Rick, are you getting it, right? Rise up, O men man of God. I'm going to ask, this is a stupid question. Not a stupid question. It's stupid. I'm going to let you get in here. Let me vent a second. You guys got a cross hat? You guys wear a cross hat everywhere you go? I wear a cross hat. Or where's that other hat? My Jesus hat. Everywhere I go. Well, not everywhere. That's a lie. You get what I'm saying? I go everywhere with a cross hat or a Jesus. Everywhere I go. Why? I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you know what? Other people look at me and then sometimes they'll say something. Love your hat. Like it's some secret code that we have amongst each other. Ooh, love your hat. Ooh. Will you wear one, dude? Will you put a hat on and wear it everywhere you go? Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you ashamed? Why do you act like it? Yeah, I just ordered a bunch of new hats. No, I'm not trying to market the hats. Put a damn shit on your head. How do you know which team you're playing for? Oh, they're going to look at you funny. They're going to start calling you a zealot. Right, Betty? And they're going to start calling you names. What happened to Betty? What happened to, oh my God, I used to love Randy. What happened to Randy? All he wants to do is talk about Jesus. Really? When I fell in love with my wife, Michelle, that's all I want to talk about. Still, that's all I want to talk about. I don't hide her in the closet. And the people come on and say, Coach Dave, are you married? And I say, yeah, I got some old hag sitting here. She's in the back seat. And she, no. I lead with my wife. I love my wife. Do you lead with the Lord? Do you lead with the Lord? Do they call you a zealot? Zealot, look that up. Spencer, look that up. Webster, zealot. See, Charlie Kirk did not soft soap the gospel. He trained. He answered questions. That's how tolerant. See, the left is very, very tolerant until they disagree with you, and then they kill you. Yeah. The tolerant ones kill you when you don't accept what they tell you. A zealot is one who engages warmly in any cause and pursues his object with earnestness and ardor. It is generally used in dispraise or applied to one whose ardor and intemperate and censurable. The fury of zealots was one cause of the destruction of Jerusalem. Betty, should I slip this in here? Can I slip in a little tidbit in here? Let me see if I can find it here. Well, if I don't find it, oh boy. Charlie began to speak out against Israel. Did you guys know that? Yep. Yep, he sure did. Okay, hang on. I'm all over the place. Pull up 22. This is 911 today. We forgot that already. We already forgot all about. They lied to us over and over and over and over. They're still not doing an investigation to us. They lied to us about 911, and we just move on. And now they're going to lie to us about Charlie Kirk, and they're just going to move on. Russ Dizdar. God bless Russ Dizdar. Hey. They kill the saints. Somebody murdered Russ Dizdar. I'm telling you, somebody murdered him. But I'm gonna play a little bit of clip of this, and I'm gonna put it in the chat, and I want you to watch it because Russ Dizdar talks about where we are right now, the Black Awakening. God bless you, Russ. God, what a man of God he was. Bravery. You're at least like Jesus when you're cowardly. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. We are, though, right? We hide it inside our churches. Won't wear a cross hat. Oh, my God, I better take my hat off. I want you to know that when I leave my house, I try to figure out which hat I'm going to wear. Why? I'm not ashamed of it. Because it's the power of God unto salvation. The only hope for our nation is Christ. The only hope. Why do you think they're pushing back so hard against it, friends? Go ahead, play this just real quickly, and then I'll put it in the chat, and you watch the rest of it. is where we are. Huh?
You have no idea how many. You have no idea what's coming. We smell Christian blood. We are waiting for our day. And when the call is given, millions of us will be released. And they looked at me and said, you believe in revivals and you believe in Pentecost and the power of God. You believe in all that. We believe in the Black Awakening.
Black Awakening. Black Awakening. Huh? The Black Awakening.
So I look at you or I look at
Stephanie.
You?
It's up to you. So. I think, Stephanie, right. The Black Awakening. Go ahead, play no more.
Right. What is the Black Awakening?
It's related to the Red Horse prophecy in Revelation. It's related to 2 Thessalonians 2 when it says about the day of the Lord, the parousia, that day will not occur until the apocalypse of the Antichrist and the apostasia, the word rebellion or revolt. That's all really defined in the prophecy of the Red Horse. But here's where the term came from and why I used it purposely. When I started dealing with ritually abused individuals, then we dealt with military-oriented, highly trained, you know, programmed shooters and assassins inside of them. When we began to deal with them, I dealt with someone from Fort Bragg for quite a while and a few others. We're sitting in a lake, Conneaut Lake. They reached over and ripped open my shirt to see if I was wired, if I was wiring and recording them. And they were the most sophisticated satanic warrior-type person. They knew five, six languages. They knew the ancient twilight languages. They knew how to conjure. They knew how to use Belteshari, Okwam, all these old Pictish languages of the Druids.
Unaware.
To summon. They are the real Luciferian. They've been through many human sacrificial things. So they sat there to tell me.
Put it in the chat. Watch it. Do your homework. Do your homework. Rusty and Dar says, we are coming, baby. Rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things. Okay, hang on. How about this one? Did you see this one? Bring up Jezebel. Huh? Hey, folks, this is why we got to keep staking. Right here is why we have to keep staking. We paid some Etsy witches to curse Charlie Kirk. Jezebel. Website, Jezebel. If the far-right misogynist with a bad haircut wants to villainize independent women, Jezebel is more than happy to be the hag of his nightmares. The demonic believes in witches. The demonic believes in casting spells. The demonic believes in the spiritual realm. Pull up Megyn Kelly real quick. I'm going to open it up. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Living up to Charlie's legacy means bravery now. Go ahead and play it. Megyn Kelly.
Hang on.
Not your pastor. No, Megyn Kelly has to tell us that. Megyn Kelly. Go ahead.
That every message he brought is screamed from the mountaintop in greater volume on more college campuses. In fact, I'm prepared to go. I will go. I'll go anywhere that the Turning Point team wants me to go. I will say exactly what Charlie would have said anywhere they asked me to. And all of my conservative friends need to do the same and say it the way Charlie would have said it, boldly and unafraid. That's the only possible way through this, to live up to his legacy, continue his messaging, and support the enormous family that loved him. He wouldn't have it any other way. He would be so angry at us if he thought that even one of us cowered now. If even one of us cowered or stopped and made.
You get it. Well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. You get a hat? You guys wearing your hat? Oh, you don't have one? Why, the guys you play golf with might laugh at you? Huh? Say, Coach, you're just trying to hawk hats out. You don't have to get a hat. Hide. Huh? Go go around, wear your Ohio State and your Cleveland Browns hat. Go ahead. You're proud of them, right? You're proud of them. You identify as an Ohio State Buckeye. Do you identify as someone who's a soldier of the cross? No, Coach, I don't do that. No. Coach, I'm tolerant and diverse, and I don't want to make waves, and Jesus loves everybody, and who am I to judge? And I don't want him to think, oh, my God, I don't want him to think I'm part of the God's arm. No, I don't want that. I'm just telling you the truth here today. That's all. You know, they walked Charlie Kirk yesterday. I don't know whether it's about on purpose or not. Did you guys see the video? I don't have it up here. Doesn't matter. Conspiracy theories abound. Do you know they put him in the middle of a bowl? And by the way, let me squelch another one. Because there's a video out there that's, I don't know if you've seen it. They do it in slow motion and show that, wow, there's something on Charlie. But folks, Charlie wore armor. And when he got shot in the chest because somebody was doing a heart shot at him. They shot him in the chest and it ricocheted into his throat. He wore body armor. So now they're trying to convince you that this is all staged and fake. Rise up, O men of God. Somebody come on in there. I got more, but I need a break. It's the worst thing it could have ever done. Because young college students are going to flock. They're anti-establishment, man. The blood of martyrs. What we are going to see come out of the life of Charlie Kirk is going to be something beyond what we could ever imagine. We grieve for his family. Of course we do. His wife, his children. Have you noticed, friends? They call it right, left. Have you noticed the left, which is the godless? Am I allowed to say that? People on the left are godless. Have you ever noticed that they're all for free speech until they don't agree with it? Who's killing people? People on the right or people on the left? And people on the, I posted yesterday, people on the left want to ban guns because they can't control their own people with guns. It's not the right. The Christians aren't going around shooting everybody. It's the left. Well, who's the left? The demonized, demonic left that Russ Dizdar is talking to us about. And we have to hide. Christians hide their faith. Go on in, Jeff. Somebody help me here. I've been so stressed isn't the right word. Just about to explode. Do you understand that your children today, your grandchildren today, are going to go into the public schools and the judges said you can't teach them about Jesus? You understand that? Oh, you can teach them about transgenderism. You can teach them about all this stuff, all this crap, all this atheism, stuff them full of atheism, transgenderism, and pick out their favorite stars, who they are. But you come in there with that cross hat off, you better take that sucker off, huh? We have to beg to post a Christian flag in our school. Come on now. Because the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's why I said, rise up, O men of God. Have done with lesser things. See, I'll get you, Jeff, just a second. Those of you who are watching right now, we're the generation of assassinations. Would you all agree with that? Started with JFK, then Martin Luther King, then Bobby Kennedy, and we grew up. We grew up with people being killed, public being killed. This is 2025. When was the last public figure to be assassinated? Like, when's the last one? So in a funny sort of way, it's a replaying of history that now these young kids are seeing it again, except it's not political leaders. Christian leaders. And the media today is blaming Christianity for all. If you Christians had just shut up, you wouldn't have made him mad and then he wouldn't have killed everybody. It's you Christians. It's your fault. And so then what happens? We're afraid to wear a freaking hat. were ashamed to wear a hat. Oh, you wear a Browns hat, Bengals. You love the Browns. You love the Bengals. Everywhere I go, I wear my hat. Come on then, Jeff.
You have to just be short and sweet. I talked with Craig Mickle last night, sitting on my deck thinking about this. You just said two words a minute ago, rise up. You know, last couple of years of doing school board meetings, they don't want to hear you. Doing this public square with the PA system set up and just reading scripture and doing what we have done, people say, they're going to kill you. It's like, well, so be it. But you know what? We just got to, it's time, men and women in this nation, just to rise up. That's all I got.
That's right. No, real quickly, Spencer, pull up Romans chapter 9. Folks, you'd do well to read Romans today. Romans 9, beginning in verse 30. You ready? Are you ready? What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained righteousness? In other words, they weren't Judaizers. They're upset that the Christians, the non-Jewish Christians, are receiving salvation. Let me read it again. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, we know who they are, right? Which followed not after righteousness. How do you follow righteousness? By following the rules and regulations of the Old Testament, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They attained righteousness. How? Because it was by faith. And Paul's saying, we're mad. The Jews are mad. But Israel, which followed after the law, they ain't got no righteousness. They're jealous. They're jealous. See, they're trying to attain through works what you can only attain through grace. They're mad. Why? That's what wherefore means. Because they sought it not by faith, as it were, by the works of the law. They wanted to earn their way into heaven by following the Torah and all the laws. And Jesus shows up and says, dudes, it ain't about that. It ain't about that. Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Who's that stumbling stone? Jesus shows up. And he's a stumbling stone. Why? Because he said, it ain't by works, dudes. It's by faith. As it is written, behold, I lay in Sion, the Israel, a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. Jesus Christ offended them. Why? Because he said Christianity is by faith. I lay a stumbling block and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on that stumbling stone, you know who that is, don't you? Shall not be ashamed. Scroll down. Well, that's it. You go ahead and read the whole stone. See, they're jealous. They're jealous because their system of rules and regulations and follows and do's and don'ts and feasts, and I'm not against all those feasts, all that stuff. They are upset that us scoundrels, these Christians, got that blessing and they don't have it. Out of charge for this. Neil, go ahead.
Last night when my wife and I had our prayer time, we prayed for Charlie's family, but Joshua 1:9 came strong into my spirit, and I prayed, Heavenly Father, you called your son home. He doesn't need the strength and courage that he needed on this earth to proclaim your glory, to proclaim the message of your gospel. And we begged the Heavenly Father to please let that flow down on us, that we would have his strength and courage to go Amen. Forth and proclaim and expand his kingdom.
Charlie Kirk went down preaching the gospel, baby. Amen. Amen. Good question for you. Sorry, I just where the Lord takes me. When's the last time your pastor took your people to the streets? Oh, we'll have Charlie do it. We'll have Charlie Kirk do it for us. We won't wear a hat. We won't let it. It's like people come up. I told you this in my golf league. People come up and say, "I love your hat." I guess that means they're telling me would that be, Vinny, help me out. Would that be them telling me they're a Christian? Would that be a whisper in darkness? Hey, love your hat. Love your hat. You wear one? I'll wear one when I go to church. I'll wear one in my men's meeting, but wear one? No. That's like me going into a bunch of women and not showing them a picture of my wife. So look at this beauty, huh? Look at this beauty. And I walk in there, and Jesus Christ is my King, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Lord. And I won't even open my mouth and say anything about it. That's how we got in the mess. Because evil men crept in unaware, and they changed the truth of God into a lie. And they worship and serve the creature. Folks, look at who the media promotes as experts. Do you think, just curious, do you think some Christian organization, Salem Communication, I'll pick whatever it was, do you think they would pick up Coach Dave Live and run with it? Make it national? No. Why? Because what I say is too harsh. Too harsh. Tone it down, Coach. That's a show of love. Come on in, Mark.
Yeah, Coach, I was just... I lost my train of thought thinking about Turning Point. What if you could get on Turning Point there, Coach?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's going to be a light awakening.
Yes, there is.
You know what I mean? They got the black awakening, but I think what they did is really going to switch a bunch of people on, like you're saying. If that comes back to me, I'll jump out there.
Okay. Here's the truth. Look, folks, I'm not whining. Please understand this. I'm not whining. There aren't five pastors that would ever let me in the pulpit. Why? You guys listen? Do you listen to Coach Dave Live? Do I speak on Christian things? Do I speak the Bible? Do I speak the Bible? Show us where we're missing it. Yeah. I'm not trying to promote myself. Don't get it wrong. But I want you to understand that there's a nefarious force out there within Christianity that doesn't want the truth. See, we talked about it yesterday, didn't we? Was it yesterday? That we soften the gospel? We have a womanly gospel. Folks, it's getting ready to change. Getting ready to change. Can I tell you why? Because all the world saw what they did to a bold Christian man. It wasn't hidden at night. It wasn't blowing up some car driving down the road, placing a bomb in his... No. Right before the world. And you know what you know about Charlie Kirk? Charlie Kirk never thought back. He just reasoned. He just reasoned. Amen. He didn't call for hating this group or hating that group. He took their argument and he blew it up. He took their argument and they blew it up. And you know what they saw? Charlie Kirk was effective with his argument and they blew him up. That's the way I see it. This wasn't some lone gunman. Come on in, Randy.
Coach, now... If Islam thought that all Christians were like Charlie Kirk, were going to go down standing up, it'd be a different world, Coach.
It'd be a different world. That's for
and,
sure.
And all of them, including all other religions, including Judaism, including Islam, all of them, Hinduism, all of them. They would respect Christianity instead of laugh at it.
Amen. So, Randy, here's what we got to guard against. I'll get you W. Hamilton. Hang on a second. Are you ready? Are you looking at me? Here's what's going to happen. We need a larger surveillance state. If we had just been able to track Facebook and YouTube and he said and I said and my said and she said, if we could have just tracked all these people, we would have been able to prevent it. You don't want any more schools? Let's have a greater, let's have a greater information state where we track everything they say and everything they do and take what Coach Dave says. And then when something happens, he was saying it. It was Coach Dave. Oh, there, Charlie Kirk. Good thing Charlie Kirk's gone because he was influencing others to think a lot about him. And he was for violence. That's how it works, folks. Why? Because the whole creation's groaning for the manifestation of sons of God to stand up and say, damn it, enough's enough. W. Hamilton, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. Just one thing I want to add is a great mentor like yourself. I was thinking back on Bill Montgomery. When Charlie was 18, he was Charlie's mentor for many years. He was a marketing guy, business guy, and mentored Charlie. And you're doing that today. And I think you're creating a lot of good rebels for Christ today with what you're doing. And we rise up. And we've got to be that voice and that message for that's no longer there. But you're mentoring us just like Bill did. Thank you, sir.
So thank you. Christianity's counterculture, folks. It's counterculture. Why are you know this, don't you? Our public schools honor Islam. They honor it. Why? Do they honor Christianity? Oh, they take school off. They celebrate Christmas. But those are cultural holidays. You can go to church 12 years, public school, and never hear Jesus Christ. Never hear that name. Unless somebody's cussing in the basketball game or in the locker room. You'll hear the F-U-C-K word a lot more than you'll hear the Jesus word. And if you hear the Jesus word, it won't be in the right way. They have run Christ out of the schools and out of government. The men of God are going to bring it back in. Why? Because the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of God's men. Waiting for the manifestation. Where are God's people? Can somebody tell me something? Where are God's people? Whole creation's groaning and they're groaning with what's going on. We're the answer. Christians are the answer. Go ahead. James, come on in, James. By the way, hang on, James.
I will sum it up like, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I will sum it up like this. Without the Holy Spirit in a Christ follower, he has a form of godliness and he denies the power thereof.
Amen.
If you are saved, and, you know, the Holy Spirit comes in when you're saved to bring you saved. There is a second baptism of the Holy Spirit that gives you power and boldness. Boldness is lions. If you don't have it, you have a form of godliness and you deny the power thereof. Amen.
Well, they call that Pentecostalism, right?
That's the power of God revealed in our lives to do what we're called to do.
James, they have hidden it. Even in Christianity, they have made the power of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they've made it freaky. They want you to come into church and sit there. The pastor preaches. I sing a few songs and I go home. And we don't understand what Stephanie and the witches have been trying to tell us for a long time. Man, are they? They are acting. Active. Oh my God, those demon spirits are active. And then here, I want you to think about this. You know why the mentally possessed, they're possessed. They're possessed. We don't talk about that even in the church. You know why the wicked aren't afraid to die? Because they're just going to occupy another body. They're going to die, and they're going to leave their body, and they're just going to find them another one to get in. And most of the church has no understanding of the spiritual realm. Trent.
Coach, a martyr's death will not go in vain, Coach.
No, no, heck no. It's a glorious moment. We're going to build off of this, right?
Yes, we got to see it as that. It's building, Coach. This is a new wave, and these people had to see the ugly to see the evil. We preached about the evil and preached about the evil, but they don't know Hillary Clinton's evil, even though she loves to kill babies, Coach. But guess what? If you blow Charlie Kirk's neck off, if you stab a Ukrainian in the neck on national TV, basically, they had to see evil, Coach. They had to see it.
Not only did they say that, not only that, hang on. They saw that the leftists, the Democrats, defended it. See, that's the watershed. People were asking, how could they blame that on racism? What? People were waking up. See, here's the problem. We don't control the levers of power. We don't control the media. Well, we have Christian TV. You can just go watch Christian. We're the salt of the earth. The whole place is supposed to be Christian-based. Our whole nation, the whole idea of our nation is to lead others to the cross. And they won't let us. And we won't help believe. We're happy to have the seat in the back of the bus. Oh, they'll let us have Easter, and they'll let us have Thanksgiving, and maybe Christmas. Throw us bones. Hey, something big's going on. I'm telling you, the fruit of the martyr of Charlie Kirk is going to be unbelievable. Trent, come on in.
Do we praise Jesus? Why don't we praise Jesus rather for allowing him to use Charlie Kirk, and mourn for the woman on the bus because we don't know if she heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and the freedom of his kingdom of righteousness, Coach? We don't know if she heard it.
We don't know. That's right. Because can I tell you why? Huh? Uh-oh. Here we go. Pick up your toes. For most of you, in a public situation, how easy does Jesus roll off of your lips? God, oh, we can use that one. God, 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 God bless, God bless. Which God? What do we mean? God, which God? Are we talking about seeing God? Jesus, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. The name of Jesus. You use that? God bless you. God bless you. Oh, God. God bless her. God. Which God? Many gods. many gods. God, I'm all over the place today, aren't I? But it's truth. It's the truth. And we'll let me on Salem Radio. Come on in, Mark.
Coach, did you ever miss one of your football games when you were a coach? Did you ever miss one?
No.
Well, let's just say you did.
Okay.
Let's just say you got your team trained up.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now you got to watch from the sidelines, your own training, your own teaching. What if Charlie Kirk is watching what his life's work did? What if he's watching beside Jesus? He can't come to this game, Coach, but he gets to see how his team plays. Amen.
He's sitting there with a martyr's crown, brother. He's sitting there with a martyr's crown watching how his team plays.
Amen.
Huh? Oh my goodness!
Didn't Stephen look up, Coach?
We can't. Yeah, Stephen stood up. We can't get people to live for their faith, let alone die for it. Oh yeah, they won't even live for it.
Amen. The light awakening's coming, Coach.
It's coming, brother. It's coming, huh? It sure is. Why? In the last days, God's going to pour out His Spirit of all flesh. Young men shall prophesy, and old men shall dream dreams. Sons and daughters, right? The greatest revival the world has ever seen is right in front of us, and we don't even see it. We don't get it. Your hand's still up, Mark. I'm running out of juice because I'm saying the same thing over and over and over. You know, Charlie Kirk did not soft soap the gospel. He went on to, did you guys see, Spencer, see if you can find a picture of the crowd of people who turned out to hear Charlie Kirk yesterday.
Hey, Coach, I'm sorry yeah. for interrupting real quick, but when Charlie Kirk was shot, he was, that was living for the gospel. He was taking yep. up his cross, yep. and that's exactly what he did. Because now, you know, the same power that raised Charlie Kirk from the dead is now going to bring this nation up, and I'm just, come on.
Manifestation of the sons of God. Just put a Charlie Kirk crowd. See if you get a picture. Folks, there Amen. Were thousands and thousands and thousands of people there hearing the gospel, applying the gospel to the world. Look at that. Look at that. Thousands came. Look at this picture over on the right, Spencer. Click on that one. Thousands came. Oh, no, no. Look, hey, it goes back. A football field full of them on top of buildings, on top of, huh? Hey, friends, let me ask you this. If they announced at Kenyon College, Jeff, that Charlie Kirk was coming to town, would they kids turn out like this? I bet they would. Can I tell you why? Kenyon College is wicked. But there are some believers at Kenyon College, but they're afraid to speak up. And Charlie was their voice. Charlie didn't come preaching conservatism, which is pretend salt. He came preaching the gospel. Now look at this, folks. Look at, don't miss this. Don't miss this. When's the last time you saw, look at the headline. When was the last time you heard somebody identified as a left-wing activist? Left wing. That'd be your media, wouldn't it be? Wouldn't your media be left wing activists? And Charlie shows up. He's a right wing activist. And make no mistake about it, NPR, which is this article, National Public Radio, wants you to know that he's the issue. He and those Jesus folks, these are the ones you got to watch. Somebody tell me, help me out. When was the last mass shooting done by a Christian conservative? Thank you. Come on in, Craig.
I put this in the chat. It says you can kill the man, but you can't kill the message unless we drop the ball.
That's right.
Now it's handed to us. And the question will be, you know, what will America do with it? What will the Christian America do with the ball?
Amen, Craig.
Hey, Spencer, throw up there real quick. Hats. Coach Dave Live, how they get a hat. I got three say, Coach, where did I get a hat? Where did I get a hat? $25. Can you believe this? It cost me $8 to ship them. $8 in the mail to ship a hat. There you go. $25. I'm Pass the Salt Ministries. We get about $6 off of it, maybe. That's all I've said and done. Wear a hat. Buy a hat. Almost. Unless you're ashamed of the gospel. Mark, your hand's up. I don't know if you wanted to.
Got a bunch of hats, and I gave them out, Coach, and put them with books and things other, whatever I did with them. But, you know, I've not seen anyone wearing them.
Isn't that something?
Huh? Yep, I gave 8 to a restaurant, and these waitresses, I'm like, what'd y'all do with the hats? They're like, they're back here. I'm like, well, y'all, if y'all ain't going to hand them out, y'all can have them. They didn't even want to hand them out in a local restaurant, Coach.
Yep, that's right.
So they didn't wear them. And it's like they keep their Christianity under a bushel because that's what they're taught.
That's what we've been taught.
In the bushel basket on Sunday, they leave their stuff. They leave their Christianity at the door.
Yep, that's right.
I'm telling you, it's so sad.
Put their hat on the coat rack as they go in, don't they, huh? Take your hat off.
No, when they go out.
When they go out.
That's right.
Paul, quickly.
Sorry, Coach. Yeah, you can imagine this hits close to home like a big dog.
anyway, yeah, I have been asking for a hat for a while every time I send money in, but I guess I'm sending it to the wrong place.
I'm sending it to you today.
But this is a this is a Yahshua hat I got on Amazon. I wear it proudly, and to be honest with you, Coach, that person that shot me was definitely an assassin.
Yes, okay,
I'll post it on the website justiceforpaul.com, and you can watch this son of a bitch come over and just take me out, Coach.
You took joy in it, brother. Took joy in it.
I'm telling you, man.
The Black Awakening. Man, I wish I had more time. God bless you. Get a hat. See you later.